അല്ലാഹു അക്ബാർ അല്ലാഹു അക്ബാർ അല്ലാഹു അക്ബാർ അല്ലാഹു അക്ബാർ അഷ്ഹദു അൻ ലാ ഇലാഹ ഇല്ലല്ലാഹ് അശ്ഹദു അൻ ലാ ഇല്ലാഹ ഇല്ലല്ലാഹ് അശ്ഹദു അന്ന മുഹമ്മദൻ റസൂലുല്ലാഹ് അശ്ഹദു അന്ന മുഹമ്മദൻ റസൂലുല്ലാഹ് ഹയ്യ അല്ലസ്സല ഹയ്യ അൽഫല്ലാഹ് ഹയ്യ അൽഫല്ലാഹ് അസ്സലാത്തു ഖൈറു മിനന്നൗം As-salatu khayru min an-naum Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar La ilaha illallah A'udhu billah من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين
آمين آمين Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. As-salamu alaykum, my dear brothers and sisters, and once again, Ramadan Mubarak. This is your brother Abdul Muthakir Muhammad, welcoming you to the Ummah Reflects, our podcast, where we make every attempt to get everybody off to a good start during the blessed month of Ramadan. We thank you for joining us this morning, and we pray that Allah will guide the words of each of our guest speakers that mount this podium or this platform, and their words will aid us all in our growth and our development as believers in Allah. We were blessed to hear from our sister Kadira Muhammad yesterday, who inspired us and talked to us and gave us beautiful words concerning the Quran and studying and reading our Quran. We thank Allah for our guest speaker, Sister Kadira, yesterday. We thank Allah for our guest speaker today. And to take us further into our program will be our beloved sister and Dr. Nisa Islam Muhammad. Sister Nisa.
Yes, sir. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yesterday, I spoke about Lady Khadija and when she died. I mistakenly said 1619 instead of 619 as the year of her death. Thanks to our listeners for bringing this to my attention. This morning's historical lesson about events during the month of Ramadan is titled, True Victory Lies in Allah's Help. Lesson from the Prophet's Cousin Ali and the Conquest of Hearts. This is a powerful story that illuminates the true essence of victory. A victory achieved by the work of men coupled with the unwavering support and guidance of Allah the Almighty. The Challenge of Yemen. Imagine a daunting task. Spreading the light of Islam in a hostile environment where hearts are hardened and minds are closed. Sounds like your neighborhood, huh? This was the reality faced by Khalid ibn Walid, may Allah be pleased with him, who spent 6 months in Yemen with limited success. Discouragement might have settled in, but this is where the wisdom of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, shines through. Enter his cousin Ali. With unwavering faith and a heart filled with the trust in Allah, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sent his cousin Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, to Yemen. This was not a replacement. It was a testament to the multifaceted nature of victory. Military prowess, as exemplified by Khalid ibn Walid, is important. But true conquest, the conquest of hearts and minds, comes from a different kind of strength. The power of divine guidance and the wisdom of divine revelation. So Ali didn't arrive with a mighty army. He arrived with a message of peace, a powerful sermon that resonated with the truth of Islam. He didn't rely on force. He relied on the power of Allah's words and the inherent beauty of the message. And what a transformation unfolded. The hearts that remained closed for months softened and embraced Islam in droves. He gave one sermon, he made salat, and it was a true victory for Islam. But more importantly, it was a testament to the transformative power of faith and the unwavering support of Allah. Surah Al-Nasr, a divine seal of approval. The response in Yemen was so profound. I mean, like everybody submitted, like the whole place just said, we want to be Muslims. It was so profound that it directly led to the revelation of the opening verses of Surah Al-Nasr, chapter 110, in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Indeed, we have granted you, O Muhammad, a clear victory. I have won. These verses revealed at a time when Ali's success became apparent, serve as a divine confirmation. True victory, the Quran affirms, isn't solely measured by worldly triumphs. It is a gift from Allah, a reward for unwavering faith and reliance on His divine plan. So what are our lessons for our Ramadan journey that we can take from this story? So as we navigate our journey of faith this Ramadan, let the story of Ali be a guiding light. Here are some key takeaways. True victory comes from Allah. Let me repeat that. True victory comes from Allah. No matter how well equipped or determined we are, ultimate success rests with Allah's will. Seek guidance. Just as Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sent Ali with divine wisdom, we must seek guidance from the Quran and the teachings of Islam. focus on the conquest of hearts. Let me say that one again. Focus on the conquest of hearts. Our words and actions should aim to open hearts and minds to the beauty of Islam, fostering peace and understanding, trust in Allah's plan. Even when faced with challenges, we must trust in Allah's ultimate plan and His unwavering support. So this Ramadan, as we near the end, let us strive for a victory that transcends the worldly realm. Let us seek the conquest of hearts. Let's start with our own heart, guided by the principles of Islam and propelled by the unwavering faith in Allah. May our words and actions be a beacon of peace and understanding. May we embody the spirit of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, ever reliant on Allah's guidance and ever grateful for his divine support. Amen. Our special guest this morning is from the West Coast in the great city of Oakland, Brother Salih Muhammad. Welcome, Brother Salih.
Assalamu alaikum. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger. Ramadan Mubarak. I'd like to first thank Sister Nisa and the staff and all those who continue to have this podcast going. I'm so honored to speak to you all today, and I'd like to thank Allah for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the impact that he continues to have on my life and on the life of Muslims and people all over the world. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad wrote, quote, of all of our studies, history is the most attractive and best qualified to reward our research, end quote. Islam requires the Muslim to establish a relationship with Allah, who is perfect, and therefore does not require change. Allah is constant. On the other hand, Allah repeatedly asks us to reflect upon the rise and fall of nations, that these are signs for us. Quote, travel the land and see what was the end of those before you. Countless nations before us have ceased to exist due to their rebellion to Allah, which was often made manifest by both gross iniquity and the mishandling of Allah's creations. So, a brief note on history I wanted to offer today. In 1972, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad purchased the largest Greek Orthodox church in America, converting it into one of the largest mosques in America at that time. It was a beautiful edifice of large limestone blocks capped with a 70-foot-high dome of gold and pierced with 24 windows of 12 feet in height, underneath which is inscribed the name of Allah. This edifice continues to serve Muslims and people all over the world in Chicago, Illinois. As Islam spread throughout the world, the presence of the domed mosque became iconic. Beginning with the Dome of the Rock there in Jerusalem, the Muslims built beautiful structures, both physical and spiritual, as Islam spread throughout the world. The dome first built in Jerusalem is a physical representation of the desire to make our lives living submissions to the will of Allah. As researcher Yasser Taba writes, mathematics and architecture were simply the tools used to flesh out a major theological concept about the nature of the universe and its relationship to God, end quote. First, the dome features a circle sitting above a square, as the heavens sit above the earth. A circle has no starting point nor ending point, as Allah's wisdom has no limit nor confinement. The square beneath this circle is marked by definite ending points, as the life of man is limited by his limited knowledge. Secondly, Allah says in the Holy Quran, He created the heavens without pillars. So you look at the dome of the mosque and it lacks pillars with which to uphold it. This is to teach us that the unseen force is the true strength behind that which is seen. It is the power of belief in Allah, the Most High, that upholds us against all pressure that opposes us. Finally, the dome is a rounded mirror, reflecting wisdom from the heavens onto the earth, as the aim of a Muslim society is to reflect the will of Almighty Allah God onto our lives. Islam is a religion of practice. As Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, stated, mere belief counts for nothing except that it is carried into practice. What practice must we take? Well, you can hardly call yourself a Muslim except that you love for your brother or sister what you love for yourself. Love for my brother and my sister allows me to feel what they feel, to see what happens to them, and to feel it as if it were happening to me. Love for my brother or my sister inspires compassion and mercy, and it requires me to rethink and to reevaluate, to reappraise how I see them in the context of the fact that Almighty God, Allah, is their God too. Our relationship with Allah is tried by how we handle and respond to the needs of His creation. How can we say we love Allah and disdain or disrespect the life of His creation? Sometimes, however, in life, unity and compassion and forgiveness and mercy can be challenging and complex principles to apply. We know this because if these requirements of practice were easy, we wouldn't need Allah's help to implement them. Therefore, the only way to find unity, compassion, forgiveness, mercy, and love in our lives is to turn to Allah, the Most High, who offers all of these principles. Then and only then can we reflect these beautiful principles in our lives. As challenging, oppressive, and wicked as this world has become, we must choose to rely upon Allah and ourselves, plural. Allah groups the believers together and places them as one. There's nothing that we cannot get through, nothing that we cannot accomplish, nothing that we cannot overcome when we are truly together, united with Allah, the Most High. Every aspect of the Muslim's life points us to a practice of togetherness. We have congregational prayer, a communal pilgrimage, charity upon which we are obligated to give to the needy from amongst ourselves. We are constantly encouraged to be together. The whole world can be against us, but if Allah is with us and we are with each other and with Allah, then we shall be of the winners, for we are promised the victory. As my teacher, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, stated, the unity of the Muslim Ummah or community is our salvation. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, Brother Sali. Thank you, brother. Thank you. All praise is due to Allah. Yes, sir, brother. Our unity is our salvation. Brothers and sisters, we will now have the Ummah Report, which is a throwback from Linda Sarsour.
When the headlines say people died in Gaza, it breaks my heart because people didn't choose to die. People were killed, they were massacred at the hands of snipers. The majority of the media coverage on what's happening in Palestine and Gaza is very problematic. It talks about two sides, clashes, people dying, but that's not actually the reality. The people of Gaza, the Palestinians of Gaza, do not have access to snipers or tanks or airplanes. These are a people who have been living under an 11-year siege. This means that the borders are closed off. There is no going into Gaza and there's no leaving Gaza. And many UN-based organizations and human rights organizations have called Gaza the world's largest open-air prison. People have a right to protest. They were met with aggression and snipers that have killed over 50 people in one day, over 100 in the last 6 weeks. When looking at the photos taken at the same time on the same day during the opening of the American Embassy in Jerusalem, one side you have Americans and Israelis who are celebrating, and on the other side you see photos of people being killed by snipers, smoke in the air, people running away from violence. These are people who are demanding basic human rights, the right to travel, the right to live, the right to work, the right to move freely within their country, and the right to return to their original homelands. People will tell you that standing up for the Palestinian people is not a politically expedient cause. But when has there ever been a cause that was politically expedient? Decades ago, brave Americans stood up against the Vietnam War. And then decades later, more brave Americans stood up against South African apartheid. And now it is our time to stand up against what is happening in Palestine against the Palestinian people. This is the cause for our generation. It is our taxpayer dollars that continue to enable the illegal occupation of the Palestinian people. It is our taxpayer dollars that pay for the snipers that kill unarmed protesters. I'm asking you today to stand up for the Palestinian people, not because it's easy, because it's hard, and they need your voices now more than ever. Use your social media responsibly. Share articles, share your thoughts about what's happening in Palestine. Don't be afraid and don't be silent. Call on your members of Congress to let them know that you want to hear their voice say that this is unacceptable. We get to choose what we do with our hard-earned money. And we say no to occupation and no to killing of innocent Palestinian people. To our friends in the media, I implore you to do better, to portray the true facts that are happening on the ground. And I promise you, you will look back decades later and know that you were on the right side of history by portraying the truth.
Thank you, Ms. Linda Sasor, for the Umar Report. All praises are due to Allah. We will now have the fast fact with Sister Majida Muhammad. Sister Majida.
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger. Our fast fact of the day is Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. The translation is, sufficient for us is Allah, and he is the best disposer of our affairs. That's a brave and bold thing to say. Allah is sufficient. He is the best disposer of our affairs. That takes courage and faith, but Allah wants us to be empowered to depend on him and him alone. Too often we depend more on pressing send and an email arrives to the recipient than we do dependent upon Allah. As we finish this blessed month of Ramadan, a profound truth washes over us. Allah, the Exalted, is sufficient. He is the one and only source of true security, unwavering support, and ultimate fulfillment. Let these concepts be the anchor that steadies us during moments of doubt and the guiding light that illuminates our path throughout Ramadan and beyond. Here are five key truths about Allah. Number one, Allah is enough when we feel lacking. We all grapple with feelings of inadequacy at times. Maybe it's a career setback, a broken relationship, or a nagging sense of imperfection. But in these moments, Ramadan reminds us that Allah's sufficiency transcends our limitations. Turn to him in prayer, pour out our anxieties, and find solace in his infinite mercy. He is enough, even when we feel we are not. Number two, Allah has strength beyond our limits. Life throws curveballs. Sometimes burdens feel overwhelming and the path ahead seems unclear. Don't let these challenges shake your faith. Remember, Allah is the source of all strength. He wants to purify you. We are his creations. As we dedicate ourselves to fasting, prayer, and charity this Ramadan, draw upon his power. He will grant you the resilience to overcome obstacles and the fortitude to persevere. Number three, Allah can provide provision beyond measure. We often chase after worldly possessions, striving for a false sense of security. But true security lies in complete reliance on Allah, the provider. He provides for the tiniest creatures and the grandest galaxies. Have faith that he will provide for you too. This Ramadan, cultivate gratitude for his blessings, both big and small. Trust that his provision is all-encompassing. Number four, Allah's love and acceptance is beyond compare. Human love can be fickle, conditional, and sometimes even hurtful. But Allah's love is unconditional and everlasting. He sees beyond our flaws and shortcomings. In the quiet moments of contemplation this Ramadan, reflect on His immense love for you. Find solace in knowing that you are eternally loved and accepted by your Creator. Alhamdulillah. Number 5, our ultimate goal, finding sufficiency in Allah. As we strive for spiritual growth this Ramadan, let us seek not just temporary fulfillment from worldly pursuits, but true and lasting sufficiency in Allah. When we rely on Him completely, when we trust in His plan, and when we find solace in His presence, we discover a deep sense of peace and contentment that transcends all worldly concerns. May this Ramadan be a journey of self-discovery, a time to strengthen your connection with Allah, and a reminder that He, the All-Merciful, the All-Sufficient, is all you truly need. That's our fast fact. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. The translation, sufficient for us is Allah, and He is the best disposer of our affairs. Thank you for listening, and remember, Islam is not the problem. Islam is the answer. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Sister Majida. Thank you. Thank you for the fast fact. All right, brothers and sisters, we are reading on day 27. And on our 27th day of reading, we start from chapter 51, verse 31, through chapter 59, verse 29. Surah 51, ayat 31, through Surah 57, ayat 29. As we close and not wind up our program to close, we'll ask our brother Abdul Shaheed Muhammad, would you close us with prayer, brother Shaheed?
As-salamu alaykum and Ramadan Mubarak. Dear Muslims, let us close with Al-Fatiha. Qul a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد آمين
آمين. Thank you, Brother Shaheed, for your prayers with us this morning. As we close, brothers and sisters, on behalf of our guest speaker, our beloved brother Salih Muhammad and his family, may Allah bless you, dear Brother Salih, and the believing community there in Oakland, Brother Sabir and the family. Thank you for your words with us this morning. On behalf of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and his family, we thank Allah. We cannot thank Allah enough for you, Brother Minister, all that you have done and are doing to spread this mighty word of Islam. May Allah continue to bless and keep you, sir. On behalf of the Executive Council of the Nation of Islam and their families, and we thank Allah for each and every one of them, for all that they have done and are doing to aid and assist the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in spreading this word of Islam. On behalf of my co-host, Brother Akbar, Sister Nisa, Brother Jamil, Sister Majida, Brother Nasser, and Brother Shaheed, and on behalf of each and every one of you, let me leave you as I came to you with the greeting words of peace. Inshallah, we'll be talking again tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. Glory be to Allah, all praise to Allah. There is no God but Allah, Allah is great. All power and might belong to Allah, the Most High, the Great. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Glory be to Allah.
Glory be to Allah.
All praise to Allah.
All praise to Allah.
There is no God but Allah. Allah is great. All power and might belong to Allah, the Most High, the Great. Subhanallah.